KJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Checking sports this morning, Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard didn't want sports betting to become legalized in the state, but he can accept several aspects of the new law. Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill which will allow Iowans to legally wager on Cyclone football games beginning next season.
One of the things that got implemented in the state of Iowa, which was really good, is there's no prop betting. There's no betting on a student athlete. You can bet on an outcome of a team, but you're not going to be able to bet on whether this athlete scores 20 points or this athlete misses that free throw. Because if you go down that path, you really set yourself up probably for some really tough impropriety situations where somebody would, you know, take money to throw a game and you know, that's a slippery slope.
Pollard likes the fact that the new law prevents bets on individual players.
I'm pleased where they came out on it with the bill. I wish we didn't have it because I do think it also has some other challenges, but, you know, that was going to happen, so we're ready for it.
Pollard says he knew it was only a matter of time until sports betting became a reality here in Iowa. Well, Major League Baseball last night, the game between the Cardinals and the Royals was postponed in St. Louis due to a severe weather threat last evening. So those two teams will make up the postponed game tonight at 6:45 as part of a day-night split doubleheader. The first game today will start as scheduled at 12:15, and we'll have it for you here on the radio, the pregame coverage, at 11:20 this morning. And the pregame for the 6:45 makeup game tonight will get underway at 5:50. This evening. You'll catch both of those games here on the radio. Other interleague action last night, it was Miami over Detroit in 11 innings, 5-4. L.A. beat the Dodgers, beat Tampa Bay 7-3. In the National League, Colorado over Pittsburgh 5-0. The Cubs over Philadelphia 3-2. Mets beat Washington 6-5. The Reds over Milwaukee 3-0. San Francisco beat Atlanta 4-3. The Padres beat the Diamondbacks 3-2. In the American League, Oakland over Cleveland 5-3. The Yankees beat Baltimore 11-4. Toronto over Boston 10-3. Texas beat Seattle 5-3. Houston over Chicago 5-1. Minnesota 8-3 over the LA Angels. Well, the LA Dodgers bullpen has become deeper after Julio Urias was reinstated by Major League Baseball. Urias was placed on leave for 7 days while MLB officials looked into his May 13th arrest for investigation of misdemeanor domestic battery. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts didn't rule out Urias from pitching tonight in the series finale with the Rays. Roberts added that the team expects him to be a factor against the Pirates this weekend. Police said Urias was taken into custody in the parking lot of a Los Angeles shopping mall, but police did not release details. Urias addressed his teammates for about 5 minutes in the clubhouse before the series opener at Tampa Bay. Reigning National League MVP Christian Yelich was scratched from the Brewers lineup this week against Cincinnati because of back spasms. Yelich leads the major leagues with 19 homers and is hitting .325 with 41 RBIs in 44 games, including 42 starts. He's missed parts of 7 games because of back issues. The Iowa Hawkeye baseball team opens up the Big Ten tournament in Omaha today by playing regular season champion Indiana. The 8th-seeded Hawkeyes were swept by the top-seeded Hoosiers to open up Big Ten play.
Indiana, they've had a great year, and they played extremely well against us to start the season. But I know with them sweeping us, we thought that it would be great if we did have a chance down the road to play them again and hopefully give them a better run for it, and we're going to get that opportunity on Wednesday.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. The Hawkeyes dropped their final 5 Big Ten games, and Heller says most of their problems have been pitching.
I like where we're at offensively. If we can keep that going, the last couple weeks, the offense has been clicking pretty good up and down the lineup. We have Tanner Padgett back in the middle of the lineup after a long break with an injury. It's nice to have him and his presence. And he had 4 hits on Sunday, and I know our team will go out and give a great effort. But we're playing a really good team in Indiana, and who knows, but we'll go play hard, I know that.
Heller hopes the spacious dimensions of TD Ameritrade Park is an advantage against the Big Ten's top hitting team.
They play in a park that is very conducive to hitting the home run and hitting the ball in the air, and they do a great job of that. And hopefully, that will play to our advantage. We're a team that needs to manufacture runs. We're not a big home run team. We hit our share of doubles. And we're an on-base percentage team that does a pretty good job with the short game. And hopefully that plays to our advantage.
Well, the Hawkeyes finished the regular season at 30-22 coming into today's action. University of Iowa senior guard Jordan Bohannon will undergo a hip scope today at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. Bohannon will be out for an indefinite period of time and will be reevaluated throughout the summer and fall as he goes through rehab. Bohannon suffered the injury early in his junior season and managed the injury until the end of the season. The senior attempted to avoid surgery with rest and rehab this spring, but after further discussions with medical staff, family, and coaches, it was decided that surgery was the best course of action. Hawkeye head coach Fran McCaffrey said it's an unfortunate setback for Jordan, but he'll work hard during his rehab and is expected to make a full recovery. He said he has the support of his teammates and coaches, and they look forward to having a healthy Jordan back when he's given a clearance from the medical staff. A third-team All-Big Ten performer last season, Bohannon was credited with a team-best 118 assists, becoming just the seventh Hawkeye to register three 100-assist seasons. The Marion, Iowa native is one of 10 Division I basketball players since 1992 to total at least 79 three-pointers and 118 assists in each of his first three seasons. There's no guarantee that Bohannon will be recovered in time for this upcoming basketball season. Well, the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals are all tied up at two games apiece following the Raptors' second straight win in Toronto. Kyle Lowry nailed three of the Raptors' 14 three-pointers and finished with a team-high 25 points to lead a balanced attack in a 120-102 rout of the Bucks. Game 5 is Thursday in Milwaukee, where the Bucks took the first two games of that series. The St. Louis Blues were the National Hockey League's worst team on January 2nd at 15-18-4. Saturday, the Blues will be playing in the Stanley Cup Finals in Boston against the Bruins. The Blues closed out the Western Conference Final in Game 6 with a 5-1 win over the San Jose Sharks. David Perron had a goal and an assist to back rookie Jordan Binnington, who stopped 25 shots in his team record 12th win. The Blues are in the Cup Final for the first time since 1970 when they were swept by the Bruins. St. Louis went to the final in their first three series without winning a game. A person familiar with the situation says the New England Patriots have reached an agreement on a two-year extension with reliever Julian Edelman. The source says the deal is worth $18 million and includes an $8 million signing bonus, along with $12 million in guaranteed money. Edelman had 74 catches for 850 yards and six touchdowns last season after missing the four games for violating the league's performance enhancers policy. He missed the entire 2017 season with a torn ACL. Also around the NFL, All-Pro middle linebacker Bobby Wagner says he plans to be at the team's voluntary OTAs this week, but he won't practice in drills while awaiting a new contract. Wagner's contract is up after next season, and he indicated there had been preliminary talks regarding a new deal. Packers safety Josh Jones did not participate in voluntary OTAs Tuesday amid reports he wants to be traded. Jones has been a regular part of the Packers defense as a safety and linebacker since being taken in the 2017 draft. But Green Bay signed veteran Adrian Amos in free agency and traded up in the first round to select fellow safety Darnell Savage. League owners will consider a tweak to pass interference challenges when they meet Wednesday in Florida, where they could also announce locations for upcoming drafts. Owners voted in March to allow interference calls or non-calls to be challenged by coaches and reviewed by replay as a one-year experiment. The new proposal would take the decision to review pass interference in the final 2 minutes of each half out of the hands of the officials and put the onus on the coaches. And former UCLA football coach Terry Donahue has undergone cancer surgery. The university says the winningest football coach in Bruins and Pac-12 history was released from the UC San Diego's Jacobs Medical Center on Tuesday, 4 days after having surgery. Donahue will soon begin chemotherapy. UCLA didn't disclose what type of cancer Donahue has and says his family is requesting privacy. Donahue had a record of 151-74-8, coaching the Bruins from 1976 to 1995. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.